was our chair who served us last year, turned off of the commission. So we don't have a current chair or even a holdover chair. So I'm just going to get us kicked off, and then hopefully we will at this meeting elect a new chair, and then I can turn it over to that person to run the rest of the meeting. Terry, did you want to go ahead and take roll, please?
Jan Betty?
Present.
Michael De La Rosa?
Present.
Brian Felber?
Aye.
Mr. Hopida? Present. Ms. McDonald?
Here.
Mr. O'Donnell? And Mr. Ross?
Here.
Okay. Jill Malin?
Here.
And me.
So we have some members of the public here. This is our public comment period. Would anyone like to speak on any general matters that are relevant to the commission? I see and hear nothing. So we'll move on to action items. We do have two new commissioners here, so just by way of introduction, I would like to give them an opportunity to say a few words. Ms. McDonald, would you like to start?
Sure. Hi, thank you for having me. My name is Rachel, and I'm new. I've been living in Chula Vista for a couple years now. I work for the city of San Diego, though, reside here. So I am glad to be here and be of service for the city of Chula Vista.
Thank you. Commissioner Budding.
Yeah, my name is Jan Budding. I've been serving on a couple different commissions for the city for a while. I was just termed off of the Park and Rec Commission. I'm a lawyer in San Diego with the firm of Gordon Reese Scully Mantacani, and I volunteer a lot for AYSO. So that's generally what I do when I play soccer and when I'm not doing that. So.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for either of our two new commissioners?
Just welcome aboard.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your service. So with that, I'd like to take up election of a new chair. And per our code, we each year elect a new chair. It's supposed to be done at the first meeting following the start of our fiscal year, which is July 1st. And for this commission, this is our first meeting since July 1st, 2018. And it's a public but informal process, so if anyone would like to nominate either themselves or another member, that can be done. And then once we have our nominees, we'll take a vote. Yes, Commissioner Ross?
I'd like to nominate Tom, even though he's not here today.
Okay.
Since he was vice chair last year.
Okay. Any other nominations? I see and hear nothing. So let's take a vote on the nomination of Chairman or Commissioner O'Donnell for chair for 2018-19. All in favor, say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none. That passes 5-0. Next is election of vice chair. Now, this is not mandatory under the code, but it is optional. And the primary reason for having a vice chair, of course, is when the chair isn't here, that person can step in and run the meetings. Would the commissioners like to pursue that process? Commissioner Ross?
I'd like to nominate Brian.
Okay. Any other nominations? All right. Do you accept the nomination?
Sure.
All right, let's have a vote on the nomination of Commissioner Felber as vice chair. All in favor? Aye.
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 All opposed? Mr. Felber, did you vote?
No, I.
Would you like to vote? Or
sure, I'll say yes.
Okay. So, that's a 5-0. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Oh, that was the trade. Oh, I didn't get that. Okay. All right. So minutes.
Would you like to sit here, or are you comfortable?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Minutes of the June 13th meeting. And I don't know that we received them. Did we, or are they here?
They went out with the agenda on Friday, and we also have hard copies.
Any comments or changes to the minutes as written?
And Vice Chair Felber, if I may, we do need at least four affirmative votes on these, and I know we have two commissioners who weren't here for that meeting.
Yeah.
That doesn't preclude you from voting. If you're confident, comfortable, if you review them and feel that they are accurate. However, I know that you may not feel comfortable voting at this time, and we don't have, without your two votes, we don't have four. So we may want to defer this matter until the time when we do have.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
We'll defer that. Okay. And I guess since we don't have this in order, we'll do this one next. So there's a request to speak by Teresa Serra.
Are you gonna go to number four? Is that on that matter?
Oh, is that what it's? I did say. Oh, I didn't type. I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize. Okay, never mind. Hold that for a second. So the next thing we need to do is elect an appointee to the Board of Ethics interview panel. I don't, for those commissioners that weren't here last meeting, the Board of Ethics had actually come to us and asked us to have two representatives on their commission. That didn't pass in. The last meeting, we decided to provide one, so we elected, or we voted and determined that we would provide one. So today is the day we get to determine who that one would be that will serve as our, essentially our rep on that commission. So, do I have any volunteers? Any nominations?
I guess I brought it up last time, so I'll volunteer if there's no other. Folks interested in doing it.
Any other nominations or volunteers? All right. Can we just vote or anything? I should make a motion. Okay, that's what I thought. So, any motion to approve Commissioner De La Rosa for the position?
I make the motion to approve.
Second. Okay. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. You man. Okay, now to item five. So we do have a request to speak by Teresa Serra, so the floor is yours.
Okay, well, what we are requesting actually is that you add to your survey a question about changing the way the salaries are determined for the mayor and the council. You already have. And that's because that's a copy of the budget of the city council and of their salaries, which are being determined now by 40%. The mayor's salary is determined by 40% of the Superior Court judge's salary, and then 40%? Oh, I forget the percent. Anyway, and then the council people are 40% of that. And I mean, the council people are part-time. This is an awful lot of money for part-time. And this isn't actually all the money they get, because they also represent the city on various commissions throughout the county. And when they go to those meetings, they are paid for that too. So they actually get more than that. And the mayor's salary is the fifth highest in the entire state. And actually, it's the fourth highest in the entire state. The only reason it's the fifth highest is because San Jose has slightly more benefits than we do. But if you look at total salary, first is the fourth highest. So, I mean, it's totally out of line with what makes sense. And considering that, like in Lemon Grove, which is having financial problems also now, you know, they voluntarily lowered their salaries just so they could be an example, you know, that they were trying to help out the situation, while our mayor, actually, Mayor Sells, has tried to get this on the agenda to refer it to the committee, but has not been able to get two more votes. The council people do not want to lower their salaries. But their salaries, they're part-time. I mean, they're part-time. This is a part-time position, and it's totally out of line with what anybody else gets in the county. Completely and totally. I mean, the cities are ranked by their population. Escondido is the only one that's fairly high for mayor. But It's, you know, I mean, it's just, and Escondido actually is, probably going to have financial problems shortly, also. But it's just like, I mean, it's not so much as a drop in the bucket. It's like setting an example, considering that they are. When people leave, they can't afford to replace them. And so what they're doing is they're hiring part-time and part-time people or an hourly people so that they don't have to pay a pension. And so they don't, you know, and so they, so we have like 600 people who are making less than $30,000 that are working for the city because they're mostly part-time and or hourly.
Do you have a handout of that?
I don't have a handout of that because I couldn't find the file actually in order to print out more. You have it though, I've sent it out. I think.
Maybe.
But it's like,
I'll have to check.
I could find it because it was a file because it is actually, I have it on a CD.
Yes, it would be, you know, good if we all had it all in the end. You can remember that.
You want a copy of that? Well, I can get you.
I have a question.
Yes.
You're getting this information from this transparentcalifornia.com. Where are they getting this information from?
They're getting this information from the California Controller. Of course, you can also get it at the California Controller's office.
Okay.
The same information. They just have it organized in a an easier way to copy, actually.
Is
they get it from the cities, because the cities have to.
So they're surveying the cities and then uploading
the cities,
this information?
Yeah, well, the cities provide the information to them,
okay.
Essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the information you have there for Chula Vista is different than what's on here, at least for council.
Well, what I have here is I have an average. I just average them because I didn't have room to put all of them.
Oh, because they have different benefits?
Yeah.
Other pay. Okay.
Yeah, you see,
okay.
It varies. It varies because actually the other pay and the and the benefits are what make it so ridiculously high.
What is this other pay? Do we know?
Well, I've been told, actually, I was told that other pay means like car allowances and they get, apparently, too, if you work for the city will pay X amount of dollars for health benefits. And if you get them from somewhere else, then you can get that as cash. So that can be part of the other pay. And then also, I was told that when they, you know, when they meet, they don't always meet as a council. They sometimes meet as a finance commission or as the redevelopment, not the redevelopment agency anymore, but whatever they call now.
Successor
agency, and that and in that case then they pay themselves extra for the meeting. So that's how the extra pay.
Okay.
And it varies because of the fact that some of them get it insurance somewhere else, but they get the cash then from the city. Which they apparently do for all employees. But actually they're not really employees. I mean they're kind of like say volunteers, like, you know,
they're elected.
Although they're elected, yeah, I mean, they're elected. So it just seems like it's just, it's ridiculous that we have the fifth highest paid mayor in the entire state. I mean, and then part time council people are getting paid more than full time people are getting paid in other cities. So.
Yeah.
And our median income in Chula Vista is like $66,000. So it's also way out of line with what the residents make for actually doing things. And actually in the mayor's position in, well, you know, the charter, you know, I mean, it's more of a fact just to have somebody to go to events and things and represent the city. It's not like she's doing anything because according to the charter, they're not allowed to be involved in any day-to-day operations and they can actually be thrown out of office if they do anything to interfere in any day-to-day operations.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like she's a city manager or something or has any authority. I mean, and in San Diego, of course, he is the city manager. He he's not getting paid, which he's only getting paid $120,000.
Okay.
But I know they're gonna change that in San Diego, they're gonna raise their salaries.
All right, thank you very much.
So, I mean, I think that would be a very valid thing to include in your, to change, in changes to the charter. And I think the public would be very much interested and in favor of doing that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
And I've got a, I assume this is for agenda item number five also, I've got a request to speak by Ken Cola.
Cochlisher.
Sorry about that.
Yes. Thank you. I want to say, second what Teresa has said, she presented exactly right. I might add though that if the city was functioning more economically viable, maybe you could justify these kinds of salaries. But the city doesn't seem to be functioning very well in terms of debt. And the more I started thinking about the condition of the city as I observed the outrageous speeding on my street. Those of you who know me, this is an ongoing story of mine. And so I've talked with the chief of police, I've talked with the I've talked to a number of people in terms of the police department, the traffic, my city representatives, and it's, well, we can't afford to hire more police, as though I want somebody to sit on the street all day long and catch speeders. That's not the case. You know, I've made suggestions to them, you know, just come by. You know when the speeders are. They did a survey. They've done many. They did one for me. They've done several things for me. They painted the speed limit on the street. Go figure. They made white lines to make the street appear narrower. Does nothing. They put a digital speed sign on the other end of the street, not where the speeders are coming from, because I'm at the bottom of a hill. Everybody likes to accelerate down the hill. Okay, so I've gone through this. Yeah, we can't afford the police. We can't afford to put speed humps on because that would slow down emergency vehicles, which have to slow down and stop at stop signs. So I don't follow that logic. I'm just baffled at the resistance to any suggestion to solve the problem. And what I see is, and I'm venting about this because I've been venting a long time, there's an atmosphere of Wild West in Chula Vista. And, you know, maybe we pay our government officials too much, okay? But if they solve some problems, I'd be glad to pay them the salary. I'd have no problem with it, okay?
All right, so, thank you very much.
Teresa, you had a mention here.
Well, I mean that their debt is over $755 million and their reserves are $20,000.
Okay.
So, I mean, they haven't done a very good job of managing.
So, any commissioner comments on anything to do with item five? Then?
Perhaps it's acceptable, commissioner, I can give a little bit of an update and some background for our two new commissioners on this.
Yeah, that's very good idea. Thank you.
We had, the commission had been working at least for a year to identify, some of these actually have gone back farther than that, potential amendments that they would like to recommend to the city council to be placed on the ballot for consideration by the electorate to potentially amend the charter. And so what you see here, if you've had a chance to review the materials, are those potential amendments. And before proceeding, and the commission has met, had a workshop actually last year with the council where they discussed most of these, I believe. And what they wanted to do before proceeding and making a formal recommendation to the council was to actually reach out to the public. In addition to these meetings, which today's attendance is fourfold, whatever it usually is, by the public. So what they wanted to do was increase their public outreach and actually put together a survey that would be posted on the website and distributed for public comment, and then take the results of that, analyze that, decide how to proceed from there. So I made, the commission initially drafted it, we reached out to SANDAG, who reviewed the survey to help us
formulate it in a way that would be best for the public review and that they thought would be most well understood, so I don't make it too legalistic, or, you know, we've all worked with it so much, we have all the details, and they helped us kind of scale it to a format that they thought would be best suited for public review. And then I made some additional tweaks after I reviewed it again. So that's what this is in front of you now. So you can talk about, discuss, and take action if you would like to on it, and or the public comments that you heard tonight.
So just to maybe put this in a little bit more order. So does anybody have any comments to start with, I guess, on the draft that we got? And then we'll address whether or not, how to address the added items. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do credit for you in drafting it so your people can read it.
Oh, good. We were hoping for that.
Because you see a lot of these words like, yeah, some lawyer wrote this and nobody understands the thing. My one comment is section 4, felony charges against an elected official. The only thing that I could think of there is suspending when they're just charged as opposed to suspending if they're indicted or bound over. Those are two different things. Just being charged doesn't mean this person did it. One of my pro bono things is I'm chairman of the AYSO National Legal Commission, so I have situations come in front of me from all over the country where somebody gets accused of doing X, Y, and Z, and our standard practice is to cooperate with the investigating officials and make sure they get all the information that they need. But there are situations where people are accused and they're wrongly accused. So being charged as opposed to being indicted and or bound over, I think would be a better point at which to suspend somebody as opposed to simply being charged.
Yeah. I was actually wondering the same thing, I was gonna ask about that. So any thought or comment on that? It seems like I basically agree with this comment. If it's just charged, it could be a false charge and you're really innocent. So I was wondering if there was a different standard, like indicted or something like that, that would be better.
And we have had discussions and we've gone back and forth, and indicted is a term that may not necessarily mean to someone in the public. They may not understand the nuance. So I think that's how we landed that charge, but we can certainly revise that.
Well, you just translate indicted into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In other words, sufficient evidence has been provided so that a judge has determined that it's a valid enough to go to trial or something like that. So that
we can work on that, and I'd be happy to work with you if the commission is okay with that directly on that, because indicted also has a certain
right.
meaning that doesn't carry over to all criminal charges.
Right.
So I would be happy to have that discussion with you, or if you would like to propose some language and send it over to me, that would be great as well.
Or maybe somebody else from the city attorney's office that does more of the criminal.
Well, and I have had those discussions with our criminal attorneys. And so, and this is kind of where we ended up. But I can certainly revisit it. And that's why, because then we can talk about it further outside maybe in this room.
Okay. Any other comments on the questionnaires drafted? Yes.
Would it be a comment on the content or the wording?
Either.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, first then, I think this was discussed at other meetings. They used the okay with, they were dumbing it down, and it's not done in all of the sections, and I would really like to discuss possibly bringing that up to the way the rest of it is done, like in favor of us, I think, rather than okay with. Are there any comments
That's
on
fine.
That?
Yeah. I would agree.
That makes sense. There are other parts of, you know, wording that I might want to suggest. Well, Let me ask this, when will this finally be voted on? Will we take a final vote now, or will we wait for the other commissioners to show up? This won't be even useful for 2 years. The next election is in 2 years. Must we decide on everything that's here now, or are we going to wait until like a year before the next election before we send this survey out?
Well, we don't want to box ourselves in by waiting too long and getting too close. So I would say getting it done sooner is better, but we don't have a huge rush. And so, we have time, but it's really up to the commission. So if the commission votes that they want to approve this tonight and that wins, motion's made and that wins, then that happens. But if we all agree that we have time and we want to wait, that might be the smarter way to go. So it just depends on what the commission decides to do.
Well, you know, when would you want to send this out? Would you send it out now when the election is 2 years away or closer to the election? What ideas do you have on that?
Well, my personal thought, and all the commissioners can weigh in, my personal thought again is let's do it sooner than later. I don't think we need to do it this year because we're gonna be, you know, in the middle of an election cycle, the holidays are coming, people are gonna have other things in their mind. So I would say at the earliest, my suggestion would be we don't do this till early next year, like February, and then we get the comments back in February, and then we've got a number of months to deal with the findings and plenty of time to, you know, go through each one and then determine what course of action we want to propose to City Council.
Would the commission also consider, since we do have quite a bit of time, and I think this was discussed at previous meetings, holding outreach meetings to the communities in each district, like sort of like small town hall meetings, to get feedback that way?
That's certainly an option that if the commission decides to do that, and we all, you know, if there's a majority of us that want to do that, sure.
You mean after we send this out, we would have small town?
Well, I don't know about the, you know, timing, but it was discussed at previous meetings that it was decided, I believe, not to do it because we've been thinking about having this on this November's ballot. But since it's not going to be on the November ballot, we have 2 years, and there was, as I said, a discussion on possibly holding meetings similar to what we did for the change in the districting, where we got feedback by holding meetings in each district and asking the public to come to the meetings and having discussions there.
Well, I mean, isn't that what the survey is? We're sending it out to get public feedback?
It could be considered a duplication of that also. So, you know, what? Can
well,
do
we
both.
Can
we can do
that.
One. We can do just this. Are there any thoughts on?
Well, maybe on this survey at the end of it, we can include like a section where people can make just public comments on whatever, so they can, you know, do the survey, and then if they have additional comments, where it'd be like if we were in a meeting and people were discussing it and talking, we can send this out with a section where people can put comments on it, and then we can get more feedback so they can fill it out, or we can look at their responses, and then if they have additional comments about the survey or something else, we would have it there.
Okay, either way with me is fine. You know, usually we don't get people at the meetings here. So the only way that we actually talk to the public is if we hold meetings closer to where they live in the different districts. But if you want to go just with the survey, that would be fine with me also.
Yeah, I agree with Rachel because it is a survey and it is getting information from the public, which is generally what you want to do when you're doing a town hall style meeting. So if we feel after the survey results come back, maybe we want to do a town hall meeting then,
okay.
That probably would be the best.
That would be fine with stuff.
That way we see the level of response that we get. If we feel like we didn't get enough response, then maybe that's the catalyst to say, yeah, maybe we should go out. But if we get plenty of responses, maybe there's not a need, and then we can just act, start working on it. So.
Do we have the resources to do a public meeting? I don't remember, I mean, I don't know if we actually have the resources. We talked about that from a staff perspective, like who would do that and who would set that up and how we go about doing that.
Yeah, we've done it before. I mean, Jill can comment, but we've done it before, like the districting. They had a meeting at the South Library and whatnot. And I know when I was on the planning commission, we had a couple of meetings that were off-site in other parts of the city. I think one time we might have used one of the elementary schools. I can't remember which one it was. It might have been Casillas.
Mm-hmm.
So that we, you know, went out and gave people an opportunity to come to some place that was perceived to be maybe a little less intimidating or something like that. But I don't know if you've got anything to add to that.
There's a couple of options. And just by way of background, back to Commissioner Ross's comments. First, we did have discussions about doing this earlier. And I think part of the reason that we didn't pursue that at this time was because our marketing communications manager was here, if you'll recall, Ann Steinberger, and her feedback was that those meetings generally aren't that well attended by the public, and so
sure.
You don't get the most bang for your buck by doing that. So that surveys, online information, reaching out to existing community groups that hold regular meetings. She had some other ideas on the best way to reach the public, and it wasn't necessarily holding additional meetings. Having said that, that's just some background. Having said that, if the commission does want to do that, we have a couple of options. We could hold your regular meetings in different parts of the city.
Mm-hmm.
You can hold them, of course, anywhere in the city. And we can use other city facilities so that it wouldn't cost us to do that. It would just be a matter of traveling elsewhere throughout the city to hold them. So that would be one option. With the districting commission, we did hold more meetings. We held them in various places. We held a lot of them. We did have a budget separate that was dedicated to those efforts. So there was some money involved with that. So depending on how you want to approach it, we may be able to do that in a cost-effective manner.
If I'm understanding correctly, it sounds like the survey suggestion to get the feedback and weigh whether or not we would have that input. From my perspective, I do want to make sure that we leave that opportunity open. And I think that's what we are saying in terms of whatever that feedback is. And
mm-hmm.
just so whatever that schedule is, that we're mindful that we have that time to provide, if there is a way to save money, to have our meetings in different locations. I think we do live in an electronic world now where people, but I do think that there's value in having these meetings, or at least having an opportunity for people either coming to them, and if we can evaluate this. I just want to make sure that we don't exclude that. And I think we have a lot of time to have that discussion. So if we wrap up the survey, I'm mindful that there are folks here today that express something. And I don't think we anticipated some of the questions they're coming up with. And I think that's exactly what the commission was looking for in terms of if there was a bigger bucket of questions we needed to ask, or if we needed to be more focused. So I do want to make sure that we are providing that opportunity. So whether it's in the survey, and I don't know, because I know we were very focused on the limits, but if now the question is whether or not we should, you know, and I think Vice Chair, Acting Chair at this point, is going to talk about that item next, but I want to make sure that whatever that schedule is, that we're mindful, because I do think there may be value having those public meetings.
And I think that's another good argument to do this sooner than later, although again, not till early next year, because that way if we decide we need to have
we
those
can
after we get the results, we still have a number of months that we can do that over, so.
Yeah.
All right, any other comments on the draft as is? All right, any thoughts or comments on the additional consideration for the salaries?
I think that we should look into it if we want. I think it could be something we can add. I know that we've been dealing with that in the city of San Diego. We're reviewing that, and it's going to be on the ballot for the mayor. And I know the mayor in San Diego is paid less than Chula Vista, and there's a larger population over there. So I think this is something that we could consider. I think before we decide to add it to what we already have, that we should do our own research. And I also had a question when I was looking at the charter. It says that for the mayor, the salary is based off of the Superior Court judge. Are all judges in the Superior Court paid the same? I don't know that. But I think it's something we can review.
So it would seem like what we probably need, and I don't know how easy this is to gather, is there a way to gather, you know, the information about what other cities, comparable cities, pay their council members and how they determine that? In other words, just seeing a number helps, but what is it tied to some index? Is it tied to some other method? You know, maybe some of those things are things we could consider if we decide to move forward. Because just putting a question on the questionnaire, do you favor lowering the salaries, doesn't really
yeah.
give us enough information.
Yeah.
We need to actually
yeah.
come up with a recommendation.
Yeah, without doing respect, I think that's helpful, but
get more information.
I think we do need to do some homework, just like we did with the other stuff, but I do think it's a question and we want to be responsive to
mm-hmm.
the folks who took time to come down.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we definitely need to do some background on that if we're going to just, you know,
mm-hmm.
look at that and add it.
And staff can help with that in trying to clarify what information exactly the commission would like. So you said what other city mayors are paid.
And council members. Yeah.
And are you looking at cities the same size as Chula Vista, cities in
mm-hmm.
San Diego counties? So that can be
parameters.
Yeah, I would say some of the more, since we're obviously the biggest other than San Diego, probably other, maybe we don't need it for each and every city in the county, but maybe for some of the top cities, top five, top eight, whatever. But then I'd like to also, even if elsewhere in the state, if that data is available for comparably sized cities. And then to me, what would also be important is how do they calculate, or what's that? What are the salaries calculated by or based on?
Make sure we're doing an apples to apples comparison, because
that way too it might give us some food for thought as to what we want to tie these to. You know, do we decide just to set a salary based on comparisons today and just use an inflation index for future increases, or do we continue to tie it to something like the Superior Court
yeah.
salary, you know, something like that? So it'd be useful to have that info if it's available.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly understand the debate and respect the fact that folks have concerns, but I don't want to get into the debate of whether council folks are doing their job or not. I'd like to look at it from a perspective of comparable cities and to make sure that we do our
yeah.
background work in light of whether we're in good budget years or in bad budget years, to understand the duties of and making sure that, you know, we're looking at that from a informational perspective and have hard numbers and can look at that if, in fact, we decide to... the commission decides to look at it, that we have a structure or a framework to look at, and I, you know, they're good points, but to have a structure, something to look at, rather than, you know, just something given us to tonight.
Well, mm-hmm. Michael raised a good point too. We talked about duties, because we do need to know what the comparable duties are. Just because somebody's being paid the same amount, we need to know, do they have the same duties and obligations as city council people do here?
Yeah, and are they part-time or full-time? If they're full-time, then they would really would be comparable. So we probably just want part-time council.
Our mayor is full-time though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other thoughts or? Yes, Robert.
Can that be broken down into type of city government? Strong mayor or the type of government that they have here?
It should be for the mayor, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know that it would affect council that much, but for mayor, yeah, it probably would be important.
Right, the strong mayor or the city manager type.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to understand, whatever our recommendation is, it has to go to the board to be approved, to be put on the ballot, correct?
Has to go to the council?
Has to go
yes.
to the council.
Yeah. Whatever the results of the survey are, and we decide to recommend to council based on the results of the survey, the council would have to approve to put on the ballot.
I'm just saying that because we have a lot on there now in terms of, how to put this, in terms of, you know, trying to get council to focus on some of these issues, and there may be issues that have been discussed, long discussions in the past, but I know we've talked about what we can get to council and actually get to the ballot.
Yeah.
Rather than having in one bunch, and I just think that we should also
be
mindful of that, what we're trying to achieve.
The advantage that we have here, at least with some of the current questions on the questionnaire, are some of those were ones that council actually asked us to bring back to them. Others, like, you know, if Mayor Salas has been trying to get this on the council's agenda and they haven't been willing to, they may still say, yeah, we're not going to consider that one, but we'll consider these. But we can certainly propose it, and then it's up to them to.
And we are here representing the community. We have to be mindful that they may want to put that on there as well. So that's not to say that we wouldn't recommend it based on that thought, but just also looking at, we kind of went through that cycle, and so we just have to be understanding what our focus point is. Okay.
All right. Any other comments?
So is that going to be taken up again? Is that what we're doing? So we're
I think we at this point need to gather some more information to see if we want to add it to the questionnaire and if so, how we want to ask the questions and that kind of stuff. So it sounds like we're not, unless somebody doesn't want to do that and wants to make a motion to move forward without this, but I don't think I'm hearing a consensus for that. But if there is a motion.
No, we wanted to do some clarification of some other issues anyway.
Right. So any other comments or questions on item 5?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have any other comments on that, Jill?
I do not, no.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Then other business, staff comments.
I guess my only question to the commission would be on scheduling. Per the code that the commission meets at the call of the chair, we've been trying to meet monthly, but it depends on the business necessary to be done and when that needs to be done. So it's up to the commission as to whether we or the chair meet. And whether you want to meet again in a month or you want to push it out in a month.
How long do you think it'll take to gather that information?
I think I can do that.
For next month?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say if it works for everybody, let's meet next month at our regular time and then
we need to get the survey out.
Yeah. Any other comments? I don't really have any comments other than I assume Tom will be notified that he was volunteer elected or voluntold. Yeah, exactly. So other than that, I don't really have any comments other than we'll be meeting again next month then. Any commissioners' comments?